Good afternoon, news time, 12 noon. Plenty of sunshine, but temperatures very cool, 27 degrees, only a high near 31 expected. Well, at least one traffic death in Wisconsin is being blamed on yesterday's light snow and falling temperatures. Marathon County authorities said a 55-year-old Spencer woman died after her car collided with a school bus on Highway 13 in Spencer. Dan Raskowski of the County Highway Department said the sudden temperature drop surprised everyone, and it created black ice on the roads that was hard for drivers to see. 32 crashes took place in the county yesterday. Much of Wisconsin saw its first measurable snow of the season as well yesterday. One portion of Sheboygan County will not allow rifle use during the upcoming young deer season. Town of Holland clerk Sharon Clairbout said the town board voted to prohibit this last evening, citing safety concerns from residents.
We had some requests from farmers and so forth with concerns for their animals and, of course, for themselves as they're out in the fields with their tractors and just because of the population.
In late September, the DNR ended a rifle ban that covered all or portions of 18 counties in the state, primarily where higher population densities were. That did include our area. Local government units are allowed to approve their own ban. This year's gun deer season begins November 23rd. Governor Scott Walker will be back in Sheboygan County this afternoon to take part in a groundbreaking ceremony at the Osthoff Resort in Elkhart Lake. The ceremony to begin work on a 20,000-square-foot addition to the conference center is set for 4:30, after which Walker is scheduled to address the Sheboygan County Economic Development Corporation during its annual meeting. Walker was in Sheboygan last week at Volrath, promoting the state's efforts to train more people for manufacturing jobs. Residents of the city of Plymouth will know tonight how much they will pay for city services next year. The city's Common Council is scheduled to take up the 2014 budget for final approval during their regular meeting this evening at 8 p.m. There will be a public hearing for the budget, so city residents can share their thoughts and questions. The budget, as is, would increase 2.4% next year to $7.29 million. The tax levy would be just over $4 million, which has been nearly the same since 2011. The tax rate will be $6.67 per thousand assessed value, a drop of 1 cent from this year. A Sheboygan man is in the Sheboygan County Jail after being charged with seriously injuring his six-month-old son. Mike Kinzel has more.
21-year-old Benito Zuniga Jr. told officers he tripped and dropped the infant in his home in the 3500 block of South 12th Street on October 31st. The child was taken to Children's Hospital in Milwaukee with severe head injuries, including bleeding on the brain. According to the criminal complaint, a doctor there said a fall could never have caused those injuries. She also said there was evidence of more than one traumatic event. Zuniga facing up to 17 years in prison if convicted. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
The state Senate will have a busy day as they begin to wrap up their legislative work for 2013. At least three bills are scheduled for votes in that chamber. One would increase the number of math and science courses high school students would need to complete in order to graduate from two each to three each. Ag science courses would count towards science credits, while computer science courses would count towards math credits. Another bill would double the state's tax credit to 20% of expenses for those trying to redevelop buildings built prior to 1936. That credit had been doubled from 5 to 10% earlier this year. A third bill would prevent employers from asking workers and job candidates for their social media passwords. The bill would also include landlords and educational institutions. A legislative committee, the State Senate Agricultural Committee, is scheduled to vote today on a bill to legalize the sale of raw milk in Wisconsin. Sean Pfaff heads a coalition opposed to the measure.
It's impossible to make an unsafe product safe, and raw milk is not safe unless it's pasteurized.
The author of the bill, West Bend Republican Glenn Grothman, disagrees.
Over time, more and more chiropractors and nutritionists are prescribing raw milk for their patients.
Governor Walker has not said what he'd do if the bill reaches his desk, but says we need to preserve our reputation as America's dairy land. Crews will be working around the clock starting next week to repair the Leo Frigo Memorial Bridge in Green Bay. Work has been done since earlier this month to stabilize the bridge after it started to sink in late September. The Wisconsin DOT expects to reopen the bridge in about 2 months. Federal money is expected to cover most of the cost of the project. Sheboygan police have provided more information regarding a mix-up of pickup at Jefferson Elementary last evening. Captain Steve Cobb said a grandmother went to the school around 6:30 to pick up her grandkids. Two other children mistook her vehicle as their own and got in, and the grandmother left the school without checking to see if there were her grandchildren. As she drove to her place, all three eventually realized the situation. The grandmother headed back to the school, but decided to take the two kids to their home due to them crying. Cobb adds the grandmother did report her two grandkids missing, but that was canceled after she realized they were at a practice and their father picked them up. Principal Bill Klein told us the staff is looking into the matter as well. Well, it's official. The World Trade Center Tower in New York City is the tallest building in the United States. Timothy Johnson, who chairs the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat, said they first had to determine whether the needle atop One World Trade Center is part of the actual building or merely the equivalent of a broadcast antenna.
We did determine that the structure above the mass of the building was, in fact, a spire.
The New York City landmark surpassing Chicago's Willis's Tower. The tower built on the site of the September 11th attacks stands at 1,776 feet tall. That includes the 408-foot needle. Chicago's Willis Tower is 1,451 feet tall. Checking your forecast, sunny skies for the rest of the day, but only a high of 31 expected. We do warm up into the 40s tomorrow and Thursday. I'm Rusty Malberg for 1330 WHBL News Time, 1206.